Tyson Corley threw a complete game, but the Grizzlies defeated the Thunderbolts 1-0 at Standard Bank Stadium Thursday night. It was a 3-game sweep for the Grizzlies, the first time the Bolts have been swept this year. I'm Terry Bonadonna. This is today's Windy City Podcast. Corley and Gateway starter Alex Kaminsky were locked in a pitcher's duel early. The teams combined for just 3 hits through 5 innings. The Grizzlies finally broke the scoreless tie in the 6th. Richie Jimenez was hit by a pitch to lead off, and Jonathan Johnson bunted his way aboard. A pass ball moved the runners to 2nd and 3rd, and Chris McClendon's sacrifice fly gave the Grizzlies a 1-0 lead. The Thunderbolts loaded the bases on a single and 2 walks in the bottom of the inning. With 1 out, though, Kaminsky got Chris Wade and Chad Kroeger to pop out, and the score remained 1-0. The following inning, the Bolts put 2 men on with 1 out again, when C.J. Gilman reached on an error and Ryan Cuneo doubled. This time, it was reliever Jordan Cudney who induced 2 pop-outs to retire the side. The Bolts did not have another base runner the rest of the way, as Richard Barrett got the final 3 outs. Corley walked just 1 and struck out 8, allowing only 3 hits. It was the 2nd straight 1-0 loss for Corley, dropping his record to 4-8. Kaminsky, who extended his scoreless streak to 25 2/3 innings, improved to 10-4. Barrett earned his 16th save. The loss drops the Bolts to a game out of the playoffs. The Bolts will head to Southern Illinois to start a 3-game series with the Miners on Friday. Stephen Sauer will start Game 1 against Southern Illinois' David Harden. Thanks for listening to today's Thunderbolts podcast.